Ralph Farispo of the Far From Vesuvius podcast. That's Ralph Pizarro of Calcio Napoli Club. Just rant about Napoli.
Let's go for it.
We're going to rant. We're going to match report. We're going to talk about the games. We're going to talk about topics. You leave comments and we'll read your comments out. Question.
All right. Quick stats.
Yes. Throw the stats up there. On to a nice little segment that we're going to call the Beast of the Match.
The who is beasting it for the Napoli team? Let's see.
But follow us on Facebook. Rafael Rispo, Ralph Pizarro. Twitter. At RafaNapoli83, that's me.
CNC USA 26.
I want some feedback to the show. What do you guys want to see? What do you want to see more and less of? This is going to be a show for you guys too. I want a lot of comments.
We want to rant about something. Let us know if you want us to rant about something.
I promise you, we're not going to agree on everything all the time.
We won't.
We're going to yell at each other every now and then.
Come and rant. This is what it's for. We want to give you a space to let loose so you can do it here.
Well, that's going
to
do it, Ralph. You know, were we boring enough for you?
I don't know. I think we were great.
Let's get to it.
Madonna do Carmen, aiutici tu!
And bentornati, fellas and bellas, to the Raf and Raf rant. I am your host today, Rafa Rispo. Raf Pizarro is out because he's back to work. Good for him. But we are here today to celebrate another 4-0 victory. Another one on the road. Napoli goes back to the Marassi to play Sampdoria this time. And this time it's a shutout. 4-0. Second straight 4-0. Second straight win on the road. Three straight matches on the road. And we come away unbeaten in all of them in all competitions. But I have with me right now the match commentator for Sampdoria Napoli today, Patrick Kendrick, on his way back home from duty. What's going on, Patrick?
Hey, Raf. Great to see you. I hope you can all hear me. I'll just quickly pop out of my mask right now because I know a lot of people are watching. I'm on the train, so I have to wear a mask. But hopefully, it won't be a long trip home. Yeah. So there we go. Wonderful evening's entertainment. Anyway.
It's all good, man. I appreciate you coming in. Just want to say hey to everybody in the comments in the chat. What's going on? What's going on, scoundrel? You've been here for a little bit. Matteo Casale, buon pomeriggio. Alex, what's up? Hopefully you're feeling better. Alex getting over the COVID there, too. Want to shout him out. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The boys in blue smashed it again. And with us, like I said, is Patrick to talk about it. So just wanted to get your thoughts, you know, before I go over some of these stats. I'm not like Rafa Pizarro. He's ready for it all, and I'm listening until he's done. But Patrick, what are your thoughts on today's win? Big win for Napoli today.
Massive victory for Napoli today. I mean, it's very difficult to know just what this team's potential is because they've just performed so well in every single game this season, and there are so many options. And you think this is all happening, and Mertens has still to come back from injury. Denmer will come back and will provide that balance in midfield. Ospina played really well tonight, and he's keeping Medeta up the team, you know, even though he's now.
All right, we'll have to apologize. Patrick is en route home in the train in Italy, so it's a problem.
Season when they made him their record signing. I'm afraid that this is always a feature of me coming on the Raf and Raf rant. Last time, I think we dropped out a little bit. I hope you can hear me.
That's
now.
Okay.
Anyway,
I can hear you now.
Yes. Watching. But this is proof that we're live. You can see I'm on an Italian train going through Monza. But there we go. Anyway, so I wasn't at Marassi tonight. Unfortunately, we did it from the studio. Just get that one out of the way. But as I was saying, I think Victor Osimhen is everything that the Napoli fans wanted and hoped that they were getting last season when De Laurentiis put his hand in his pocket, made him the record signing of the club. I mean, we know what happened last year, the dislocated shoulder, the COVID positive 19 case, that ill-advised party in Nigeria. But then we saw flashes of what he could do in the spring, and he's just kicked on from there. You know, two goals at Leicester, brilliant. That goal against Udinese, which was just all about his desire to make sure that Insigne's goal went in. And then tonight, two very different finishes. And the first one's a little bit lucky. And the second one, well, it's just a good run, really, and excellent work from Lozano. So I think there are so many options now. And this is the benefit of having a big squad. Now, in the age of five substitutions, when you have such a deep squad, we've seen it with Inter as well, you get hungry players coming off the bench. And Politano was that tonight. So too was Elmas and Unas. And I was going to say, you want to see them against the big team, but technically they've already played Juventus and that result went well. So it's a very tricky one to see because, you know, other teams have had slightly more difficult starts to the season, but you can only beat what's put in front of you. And lest we forget, Udinese had 7 points from 9 and Napoli blew them away. Sampdoria had held Inter, Napoli blew them away. There's a lot to get excited about.
Yeah, there is a lot to get excited about. You mentioned the win against Juve. You know, Juve finally picking up their first win of the season, but not in very convincing fashion yesterday against Spezia. But yes, we have played tough opposition. In my opinion, I think that this is just, again, more of an indication. Patrick, we talk about this on the show a lot, that last season we might not have gotten these wins in these situations, three straight matches on the road. You know, situations in match where our backs are sort of against the wall. But I want to get into the starting lineup really quick. Ospina in net, Mairi on the left, Koulibaly. He went with Rahmani again. That's a third straight match with Rahmani instead of Manolas. And then we got Di Lorenzo on the right. Footmob had us at a 4-2-3-1. So Anguissa and Fabian as a double pivot. Insigne on the left, Zielinski playing that number 10, Lozano on the right with, of course, Osimhen. Osimhen with his two goals, Insigne with two assists, Lozano with two assists, Zielinski getting in there, Fabian. And then off the bench, we had Manolas come in for Rahmani, which looked like some sort of a head injury. Hopefully he's okay. I know he got hit in the head with the ball in the first half. But then you have Elmas coming in, Politano, Unas, and Petagna. The stats of the match today looked really lopsided. I mean, possession was sort of shared. I mean, 52-48. Total shots were kind of even, 17-13 to Napoli. 20 chances created to 9 for Samp. 88% pass percentage. Nine on target for Napoli, 4 off target. 5 on target for Sampdoria. Pretty good saves by Ospina, too. Napoli just seemed like a very back and forth, especially in the first half. Sampdoria really did a lot to create good chances. Napoli were there to contain them. What were your feelings on Sampdoria in the first half? Did you see opportunities to where they could break us down and get on net, too? Again, like you mentioned, Sampdoria coming in, lost the first match of the season against Milan, but, you know, very good game by Maignan to keep that 1-0. And, good performances all season long so far. Did you feel maybe Samp had any sort of way in to kind of come back against Napoli today?
I definitely did. And I thought they were the better team for the first quarter of the match. I mean, it was a strange one because Napoli with that first real attack, well, apart from when Osimhen was through 1-1, I don't know what happened there to Yoshida. Just allowed him 40 yards to run in behind, and Aldero made a good save. But Sampdoria did have lots of opportunities, and it was very interesting because, you know, Massimo Paganin, who was on co-commentary with me this evening, sorry, I'm just changing trains. Made the point that that Napoli were actually sitting deep and allowing Sampdoria to have the ball and have territory, which we're not used to seeing with Napoli. But he felt that that was a reaction to Napoli scoring the goal in the 10th minute. Then they didn't have to necessarily try too hard or play too much football to try and break Sampdoria down. They simply knew that once Sampdoria then came back into the game trying to get the equaliser, that would create space. And it's exactly what we saw. And that allowed them to go on and score the second goal. Goal and the third goal and the fourth, and there could have been plenty more. But you're absolutely right to talk about Ospina, because without some of those saves, I thought the one he tipped over from Adrian Silva was all important. The Yoshida one, more of a regulation stop. But, without those saves, you know, had he made a foul up a bit, like Aldero did to a certain extent on that Osimhen first goal, I mean, it was difficult because he was wrong-footed and, you know, you're expecting him to connect with it well. But I do think that it was almost a tale of two goalkeepers in that first half. And once Napoli got the second goal, I mean, that was just absolutely wonderful. I mean, he is one of my favourite players to commentate on in all of Serie A, Fabian. And you could tell that Massimo was just purring over his performance as well, because he just didn't put a foot wrong tonight. And it's crazy how easy he makes the game look. He's just so elegant. He's got that lovely left foot. He dictates the tempo. He scores goals. He picks passes. I mean, you know, Mario Rui with that run over the top as well. I mean, it's just so much to admire about Napoli's performance. And who knows? I would be very pleased with Spalletti. I got to know him when I worked at Inter, and he's a lovely man. And, you know, he's won two titles in Russia. He's never won Serie A.
Right.
It'll be long overdue. I know it's a long way to go. We've five games down, 33 to go. But certainly the signs are very encouraging.
They are encouraging. And if anybody could do it with this team, I think it would be him. I absolutely do think that he's what we needed in this club. You touched on Fabian. I mean, for me, Fabian is one of the most improved members of this team. And I think it's down to adjusting to a new position. And I've said it on here before, too. I feel like the addition of Anguissa was very detrimental to Fabian being able to move up a little bit more forward. He really hasn't had a bad match since, you know, the season started, Fabian. What's going to happen, but when these guys, Demme, Lobotka, come back, do you see Fabian dictating that role? And do you see Demme and Anguissa being able to, Demme and Lobotka being able to come in if, you know, as a backup to Anguissa? Because I'm going to assume Anguissa is going to start every match now. And be a good enough replacement and suit Fabian in that more forward role. I just feel like that's where he naturally belongs. And you can't really have two number 10s. You don't want to flood the box too much. And we know that Zielinski's spot is that spot. So do you feel like Anguissa was the right move to make last day of the Mercato for this to happen?
I think he's the perfect piece. Everything I've seen from the Juventus game, I've done each of the last three of Napoli's games, and he's such an unsung hero. I think he breaks the lines, he breaks up play, he's so smooth in possession, he carries the ball, he skips past people. And I actually think he's the sort of missing piece in the puzzle. And Spalletti clearly saw something in him, or Giuntoli, or someone's clearly seen something in him that they feel that he can really contribute. And I think he definitely has. Demme is good, but he doesn't have that same dynamism. And you know, I look at Anguissa, it's a lofty comparison, but there are shades of sort of Patrick Vieira in his game. You know, that ability just to be very tall, upright, elegant. Wins the ball back, but then knows, you know, technically good. That run he had into the box tonight, you know, when you're commenting on something like that, you're just hoping that they end up finishing off, because it's such a good piece of passage of play to see. So I think Lobotka and Demme can step in. I think Napoli would lose something in terms of their play if and when they did so. But there's nothing stopping those guys from playing against lesser opposition. You know, say you're at home to, obviously played already at home to Venezia, but you know, if you play at home to one of the lesser sides, someone like Salernitana, and then that's exactly the time that you need to give big players a rest, because it's going to be a really busy season. I think Napoli will definitely make it through the group stage of the Europa League. The Coppa Italia comes in the new year, so I think you do need your full squad and you do need valid backups. But the best thing for a coach, in my mind as well, is when they know their best 11. And at this moment in time, he knows that Anguissa allows Fabian to be that pure number 8 and to be the best number 8 in Serie A.
Patrick, was this your first two Napoli matches, the Udinese one and the Samp one today?
I did Juventus as well. Yeah.
Oh, Juventus, you did. You did Juventus.
I think,
that's right.
I think you guys got Dre and Matteo for that game.
We did. Yeah. Yes. So that's 3 for 3. I think the Kendrick curse is broken officially. Let's hope. Fingers crossed. But hey, listen, eight goals in two matches, Patrick, in 3 days, and none against. Exactly. Which one's your favorite? Which one of these eight were your favorite?
Oh, wow. I need to quickly remind myself of them. Okay, so there was the Osimhen goal that he pinched off Insigne. It's not that one. I was pleased for Rahmani because I remember doing the Udinese game last year when he made that terrible back pass to Lasagna.
Oh, yes.
Taken off at half time. And I thought that was dreadful man management from Gattuso, to be honest. But there you go. Yeah. So credit to him for coming back. I mean, who doesn't love Koulibaly? I mean, when he smashes it in the top corner, it's very hard not to like. I think from a purist perspective, I'm going to break it down. I'm going to choose the best one from the Udinese game and then choose the best one from the from tonight's game. So I think Lozano's technically was a slightly better finish, I think, than Koulibaly. So I'm going to go with that. And then tonight, you have to choose Fabian. And then between the two, I'm going to go for Fabian just because it's just such a lovely goal to watch. You know that as soon as Insigne sets that ball back, he knows, Fabian knows, all of the Napoli players are just convinced he's going to find the corner. He does exactly that. I mean, it must be so nice to play in a team and have such confidence in a teammate that he is just going to put that into the corner. You know, you wouldn't have necessarily said the same had it been set up for Politano or, you know, even Insigne at times. But he is just, that left foot is unbelievable. So from those eight goals, I'm going to go with Fabian's tonight, the second goal, yeah.
Amazing, amazing. So, Patrick, what are you feeling like? You know, because we had a top four here. We had to put Ralph on the spot and give us his top four, and he did it. What are you thinking? Are you allowed to give your opinion on a top four? What are you thinking? I know it's early.
I am allowed to, and sorry, just got a train going by.
Sure.
It is very early. I actually did Inter on Tuesday night. I've done the last 3 days. I've done three of the top three basically. So I did Inter on Tuesday, and I didn't see that comeback happening, to be honest, at half time when they were 1-0 down, and Fiorentina looked so good. So Inter still remain the team to beat for me, despite the change in coach. Mm-hmm. However, Milan got the job done. The problem with Milan is I feel their squad is not as deep as either Inter's nor indeed Napoli's. So it remains to be seen. Can Giroud stay fit? Can he score goals? Can Ibrahimovic? If Ibrahimovic and Giroud are able to play all the games between them, Milan have a real chance. But Napoli just have so many solutions. And I'm a massive Dries Mertens fan as well. And I really hope he can get fit again. And so on that basis, and they're not conceding goals as well. You know, Koulibaly at his best, able to marshal that defence, is a big asset for Napoli. So I'm not sure I'm necessarily going to put them as winning the title. Unfortunately, I hope you guys can still hear me, by the way. Unfortunately, history tells us that the league title is won by teams in the north. You know, Juventus 36 titles, Inter 19, Milan 18. You know, and then we've got Napoli with two, Roma with three, Lazio with two. You know, It has to take something really special for Napoli to win the league. We've seen them go close before. And I think I mentioned it on commentary for the Udinese game. I thought it was very telling and a bit mischievous and quite bold and risky from Spalletti, you know, the day he landed, saying all this stuff, you know, I love the chance, Aro Conte. You know, Napoli torna campione and all that stuff. And then I saw him wearing a bib, I think in Di Maro, he was wearing a bib that said Sarò con te. So he's turned this into the sort of motto of the team, which, given it was synonymous with that all-conquering, well, not quite all-conquering, Sarri side, they nearly conquered it. It's a pretty risky association to make, because so many Napoli coaches in recent years have been compared in an unfavorable light to Sarri. Is a really hard act to follow. So for Spalletti to do that shows he's supremely confident. And I think he must have been licking his lips when he was offered the job, because this squad has always been really good on paper. This squad has been the second best, if not the best, in Italy for the last two or three years.
Sure.
Didn't work out with Ancelotti, didn't work out with Gattuso. You know, and in terms of, from a neutral perspective, you would love to see a southern team win the league. You'd love to see Napoli win the league. Lazio aren't going to get the job done. Roma aren't going to do it. So, you know, to break that northern dominance, it would be wonderful if they could.
Well,
so I
Ralph
haven't answered your question, basically.
No, that's okay.
Your prediction. But I think it's still Inter's to lose. I think Inter are the favourites for the title.
I'm with you. I'm with you there. I really am. Mine was Inter, Napoli, Lazio and Juventus. I don't know. I guess after these last couple of weeks, Lazio for me, it's not going to happen. But Ralph Pizarro says, Patrick, it's a new day. We're going to get a southern. We're going to get a southern Scudetto.
Let's hope so.
Scudetto
winner.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're going to keep you here for just another minute. We want to share our beast of the match with you and to, sure. to and again, not necessarily our man of the match, but our beast of the match.
Sure.
So here we are. We haven't talked about him yet, Patrick. We haven't talked about him yet. But for me, Lorenzo Insigne, beast of the match today. I mean, two assists. He's all over the place. He's contributing. He's facilitating. That's my opinion. Sorry about that. Hey, Rob. Hey, Patrick. It's my first time hosting.
No worries at all. That's fine. I'm used to technical difficulties. Don't worry about it. A
couple of technical difficulties. That's all right. But yes, for me, beast of the match. Again, two assists. I realize Lozano had two assists too. But for me, just his contribution to this team over the past week and a half, 2 weeks. I mean, all season long, really. And you could tell also in his interviews post-match, and in his demeanor after being subbed, because uncharacteristically he's being substituted with like 15 minutes left.
Yep.
He's still super into this squad, and you know, contract or no, I think he stays. I think he's the beast for today. What are your opinions on Insigne's performance tonight?
Yeah, I completely agree. I think he stays. I hope he stays. And you know, obviously that's rumbling on, that soap opera. But I think he's just a brilliant footballer, to be honest. He knows exactly what to do, when to do it. He leads by example. As you said, he knows his role now in the team. He's 31 years of age now, and clearly, 30 years of age, he's a 91. And clearly the idea is that, you know, Spalletti's just going to manage his fitness levels, really. And there's no need, when you get games won by the 50th, 60th minute, there's no need for Insigne to play 80, 85 minutes, even 90. You can take him off after an hour or 65 minutes. And I completely agree with you. I think he's such an important member of this team. And it's very interesting to see how it's evolved, because last year he was top scorer. And last year, under Gattuso, he really took on the mantle of providing the goals, you know, because Mertens was injured or Seaman got injured. There were lots of comings and goings in the team, and he was the one constant. Whereas this time around, he's happy to play second fiddle. You know, all right, he scored that penalty on every day, missed another one.
Mm-hmm.
He might have had goals since. But you can tell it's not an obsession for him. He's not bothered who scores, whether it's him or someone else. The team are playing well. They're all scoring goals. And naturally, when Insigne gets on the ball, at least one or two defenders are going to be attracted to it. That creates space for his teammates. And then he's intelligently teeing up other players. Fabián Ruiz for the second goal. Good ball to find Osimhen. They seem to have a really nice understanding between them. That was for the first goal. I completely agree. It's sort of unsung hero tonight, and just very quietly producing another big performance. And he was all important as well at Udinese with some of those really nicely worked set-piece goals. And, you know, it's like anything. It comes down to whether he can sustain it for the whole season. Last year, I think he got 17 goals. This time around, you know, if he can keep producing assists, big performances, get goals as well, then they're going to take some real stopping. So I think you're absolutely right. He's the captain, contract or no contract. He's still leading by example. He's one of the first names on the team sheet. And yeah, it's very exciting. I mean, the Cagliari game is a real banana skin. Sorry, just to get onto that very quickly. Because,
that was my final question. What do you think we Cagliari?
This is the issue, you know.
Yeah.
I remember doing the game last year, and I looked into the whole backstory. Cagliari fans hate Napoli because of the whole Fonseca thing way back in the day, 1993.
Yeah.
So
right.
They can't stand Napoli. It's their big game of the season. You know, they don't really have a Sardinian rival. Sassari are nowhere to be seen. And then on top of that, you've got the whole Mazzarri factor. And then on top of that, you've got another layer with the fact that I think they've got two points now from five games. They're yet to win.
Right.
So they're very much in a relegation battle. And so because of all of that, they become a really awkward opponent for Napoli, because at this stage, it's almost like Murphy's Law. You know, it's if something can go wrong, it will go wrong, because you're almost better off playing Milan or Inter this weekend because you're playing so well, concentration is high, whereas you go into a game like that and almost counterintuitively, paradoxically, I think you need to concentrate even more. Because the moment you go into that game with a touch of overconfidence, that's when you can be caught out. And Cagliari have a much better squad than their league position and their points tally suggests. You know, there's some really good players in that. João Pedro, Nandez, Strootman, you know, Godin. So, you know, and we've seen it before. Cragno on his day can keep everything out. And there always seems to be extra motivation when these guys come up against each other. You know, it's Cragno against Meret. That's if Ospina is dislodged. But so it's one of those where if you can get the goal early, like you did tonight, then it becomes a very easy game and it becomes a rout. If it's 0-0 at half-time, you know, you've got to be wary of João Pedro. And you've got to be aware of mistakes as well. You know, we saw that against Juventus. Something like that can easily cost you.
Sure. Absolutely. And again, don't forget, it's Mazzarri. He knows he's a decent coach. He's an ex of ours. He can pull Cagliari back to mid-table for sure, I believe. I want to thank you very much, Patrick, for joining us. And Mr. Espresso here wants to thank your network provider for doing a pretty solid performance on your train ride. Besides the beginning hiccup, we were smooth sailing, my friend.
I know. There you go. Well, how about that? So 4G in Milan. It's clearly we've evolved in this part of the world. No, thanks, Raf. Always nice. Always nice to come on. Love talking.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you.
We'll speak soon. All right.
Doing a great job, and we look forward to your next Napoli call. Appreciate you. Thank you, Patrick.
Cheers, gents. Bye bye.
Cheers. All right, you guys. Patrick Kendrick. I apologize. I don't have a lot of time to stay on. I got to go pick up the kids. But again, Napoli win again on the road 4-0 against Sampdoria. Still in first place. That's 5 points, five wins from five, 15 of 15. Guys, Forza Napoli sempre. I want to see it in the chat before I go. Thank you for everybody for joining. Please hit like, subscribe. Follow us everywhere. You know, do your thing. Do our thing. Hey, listen. You know, please tell your friends about us. Go on your chats. Go on your, you know, Discords and Twitters and social medias and let them know that Rafa Raf is killing the game for Napoli. Post-match, again, Napoli beat Sampdoria. We'll see you for the post-match against Cagliari. We'll see you Monday night. Best wishes to Raf Pizarro as he gets back to work. And everybody, hopefully it'll go a little more smooth next time, guys. All right, ciao, ciao. Ciao for now. Forza Napoli sempre.